The Florida Department of Corrections recently received about $57 million from the Legislative Budget Commission in September to contract with private prison management companies like Horizon Correctional Healthcare to take over the state's inmate health care services. But before Circuit Judge Monday, lawyer for one of the unions, Tom Brooks, argued it's illegal. He represents ASME, or the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
They have a statutory basis and therefore can have the contract. The contract, the legislature still has to appropriate money to pay the contract. The legislature has to appropriate it, not the Legislative Budget Commission.
So Brooks says for the department to contract with any of the private vendors, they must have approval of the full legislature, not a panel of 14 lawmakers who make up the Legislative Budget Commission. But Jonathan Sanford disagrees. He argued on behalf of the department, saying the legislative budget panel was within its authority to transfer money that was initially for funding the public employees' jobs and move it over to contracting with the private companies.
That money was moved into contract dollars by the LBC. That's all. That's what the LBC did. It took money that otherwise would have been used to pay for positions and converted into contract dollars. So that's a different category.
All sides admitted they did not know too much about the Legislative Budget Commission process, at times calling it arcane. And after hearing their arguments, Leon Circuit Judge John Cooper says he needs more information about the panel before he can determine if what it did was legal.
Is the LBC funding contracting for the northern region? Is that consistent with legislative policy and intent? And is that initiating or commencing a new program or eliminating an existing program? And is that what that is? Is that what the LBC was doing? And if so, can the LBC do that?
Judge Cooper says he expects to get the information he needs from all parties involved by next Thursday. He also scheduled further arguments for that morning. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.